Today, we want to introduce you to a doctor with a very personal story to tell about COVID-19. In mid-March, Eugene Vovchuk was going about his work as an anesthesiologist at Detroit Medical Center's Harper University Hospital. Eugene's 38 years old, and he'd heard about the virus, of course, but he hadn't seen any cases. Not yet. And he was not prepared for his own ordeal, including nearly a month in the hospital and weeks on a ventilator. Dr. Vovchuk, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, first of all, how you're doing right now? You're a couple weeks out from having been discharged, but obviously this isn't something you get better from overnight.
So I'm getting stronger and better every day, but I'm still very weak. I get winded very easily, so low endurance. I lost a lot of muscle mass laying in the hospital for over 2.5 weeks. And picking up my children, who are 1 and 3 and weigh less than 30 pounds, is an extreme task. I get physical therapy 3 times a week, and the exercises we're doing are with 5-pound weights, and to me, they feel like 30, 40-pound weights, 50-pound weights.
What was it like being a patient yourself?
It was humbling. It was at times difficult. Just in terms of being inpatient, in my profession, I'm used to having things done right away, and that's not really how it works, being a patient. So it was definitely humbling and definitely a different experience than being on the other side, taking care of patients.
Will you tell us a little bit about your symptoms? I understand at first you thought it was influenza. Was it just sort of a standard package of fever and aches and coughing?
So I didn't think it was influenza. I thought it was maybe food poisoning. I had a lot of GI problems. Nausea, diarrhea, and high fevers were my symptoms for the first 9 to 10 days. That's why I thought maybe it wasn't COVID-19. It was something else. I did get tested right away. So on Friday, March 13th, I had a fever of 103.4. And earlier that evening, I saw in the news that Beaumont Hospital was doing drive-through testing, and they were kind of the only ones in the area that were doing any sort of testing. So I drove there, got tested, and called in to work saying that I'm not going to be coming in next week.
Right.
And even though the hospital said it would take 24 to 48 hours for the test results to come back, it took 9 days for the test results to come back, and I was negative. But, you know, I was feeling awful and had high fevers that weren't relieved by Tylenol. And I was taking Tylenol around the clock every 6 hours, and taking my temperature around the clock, and the fevers just wouldn't go down. 2 days before I received my negative test result, I went back to Beaumont, and instead of doing the drive-through, I went into the ER, because they had, at that time, they had a rapid test that would come back in, I believe, like 4 to 6 hours. So hoping I would be able to get that test. Unfortunately, that test was only set aside for really sick patients, kind of on ventilators. And so I was not able to get that test. I had other blood work done. I had a chest x-ray done. Everything was normal. So they sent me home. So it was difficult to try to get a second test done.
Do you know what finally turned the tide on that for you?
Well, I believe I got tested at Harper Hospital again when I got admitted. And then when I got transferred to University of Michigan, I definitely got tested there, and that's where I know of that I had a positive test or a positive result for the COVID-19. And then prior to leaving the hospital, I had a few more tests to make sure that I was virus-free.
Given that you had such a high fever, I was wondering how much of your hospitalization you actually remember.
Not a lot. And it's a lot of it isn't due to my high fever. A lot of it is that on my admission to Harper Hospital, they took another chest x-ray and told me you're developing pneumonia. And from then on, it progressed very quickly with just a shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, me requiring higher and higher levels of oxygen, and eventually being intubated, placed on a ventilator. And at that point, even the reason I got transferred to University of Michigan is there was concern that I might need ECMO, which is a heart and lung bypass system that is commonly used as a temporary measure while you treat the underlying disease. The program is not completely set up at Harper Hospital. That's why I was transferred to University of Michigan. And luckily, I did not need ECMO, and I was able to just stay on the ventilator. But being on the ventilator, I was heavily sedated. At times, I was paralyzed to help the ventilator do its job and provide, you know, oxygenation to my vital organs.
We know that some hospitals have tried different kinds of prescription treatments for the symptoms or the conditions associated with COVID-19, hydrochloroquine, ketamine. Do you know much about the drugs that you were given in the hospital?
So the hydrochloroquine and azithromycin, I heard about it while I was still at home. And I have a friend who's a pharmacist and was able to find a pharmacy about 45 minutes away from my house that had the hydrochloroquine. And so I had another colleague of mine call in a prescription for me. So I started that medication while I was home. It was continued while I was in the hospital, I think for a total of 10 days. I don't know if that helped or not.
Did you think that things were going to get as bad as they did?
No, I really didn't. I actually asked to be intubated. I knew that it would help me with my breathing. I knew that it would allow me to rest, or my body to rest and fight better. But I had no idea that it would get this bad.
Eugene, you're married and you have two kids who are both under the age of 3. As all this was happening, how was your family taking all of this?
Oh, they were devastated. My wife learned a lot of medicine very quickly. You know, she had to call physicians daily, or actually at certain points she was getting hourly updates on how I was doing from both nurses and physicians. So she was very strong, and it was extremely stressful for her because she had to take care of two small children on top of being quarantined, on top of me being gravely ill.
What was it like to see your wife and kids again after you started coming out of it?
It was, you know, incredible. Once I was with it mentally, you know, I started realizing what had happened and how lucky I was to survive. And I felt, and I still do feel, that, you know, I'm either like reborn or I have a second chance at life. It was just a very awe-inspiring kind of feeling to see them again and to realize what I've been through.
Eugene, you're in such an unusual position, given that you've got this front row seat on medicine through your job, and at the same time, you've experienced something that a growing number of Americans are dealing with, and that's having had COVID-19. Do you have any different view of the reaction to the pandemic in terms of the seriousness of it and the timelines that are put on us for physical distancing because of the experience that you had in the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of people are protesting the extension of staying at home and being quarantined. Me, on the other hand, I'm all for it. You know, this is a very serious disease. You know, a lot of people, because they've been either asymptomatic carriers or they had a mild form of the disease, think that everyone had the same experience. But, you know, me being steps away from dying because of this disease, I'm definitely going to be a lot more conservative, and I feel everyone should be more conservative in terms of social distancing and being quarantined and, you know, washing their hands and doing all those things, wearing masks.
What does getting back to normal look like for you? I wonder if, given the extensive recovery period that a lot of COVID patients have to go through, what's your timeline? Are you thinking you'll be back to work by the end of the year?
Probably by December, for sure. So towards the end of my hospital stay, I had daily physical therapy, and I got to talk to a lot of physical therapists, and they said that for every week that I'm in the hospital or kind of bedbound, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to recover strength. So given the fact that I was hospitalized almost 3 weeks, I'd say 3 to 4 months is what I would need with intensive physical therapy to kind of get back to where I was prior to being hospitalized.
Dr. Eugene Vovchuk, an anesthesiologist at DMC Harper in Detroit, and a survivor of the new coronavirus. You can find our full conversation with Eugene at our website. It's michiganradio.org.